morning we begin our worship with the singing of our psalmody, which you will find on page 174 in the front portion of your hymn book, which is sung to tone 4. And please rise as we join to sing responsibly.
Our scripture reading for today is taken from Romans chapter 4, verse 25. Our Lord Jesus Christ was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Chasing Life. Chasing Life is the name of a new book that has just been published by Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who is the medical correspondent for CNN. And in the past few years, he has been, as he calls it, on a quest, a modern quest for immortality. Doesn't that sound great? A modern test for a quest for immortality. It's interesting that we look back at different attempts to do that through the years, historically, the fountain of youth that people would pursue, and we kind of laugh to think that people would do that, and especially in our modern age, but here we see it. A modern quest for immortality, he calls it. He's a great doctor, by the way, and seems to be a very wonderful man, and probably has a lot of great wisdom to give to us about our health and so on. But to think that we could somehow arrive at or achieve immortality in this life is interesting. His approach is to combine a study of medicine, the best medicines available, the best types of treatment that are available, the best exercise, the best diet, and somehow, if possible, to hold on to life. To hold on to life. He seeks to answer what keeps us from growing old even more quickly than we do. That's his basic premise as he writes, what keeps us from going old even more quickly than we do? So chasing life. Anytime that we are looking for life and are expecting to find the answers to having it and possessing it and holding on to it, to be found in somehow the strength or wisdom of sinful human beings, it's ultimately going to end in failure. We may be able, through medicine and science and exercise and so on, we may be able to extend life a few years or so, but to imagine that we're going to somehow arrive at immortality, he's looking for life in all the wrong places. His concept of trying to chase and find immortality in this world is based on a false presupposition of why death is here. Death is not here because I don't eat right. And by the way, I don't. But death is not here because I don't eat right. It's not here because I don't exercise enough. It's not here because I haven't yet found the right medicine. Even Jack LaLanne is going to die someday. Death is here because it's not just a biological, physiological, physical thing. It's a spiritual issue. Our Lord tells us in his word, in the same epistle from which our text is found, the wages of sin is death. The reason it's here, the reason we have to deal with it, the reason we can never have immortality in this life is because of sin. The two are joined at the hip. When that first temptation came to our parents in the Garden of Eden, our first parents, leading them to fall away from God, death was just a natural consequence and result of that. Sin and death are Siamese twins. They come together. They go everywhere together. One is really good-looking and flattering to us, and the other is ugly and deplorable. But they're always together. The one just likes to hide his presence behind the good-looking one. So every time you and I in our lives today think that it's right and good for us to follow after sin, we're being duped into thinking that somehow this is beneficial for us when actually it's joined at the hip with the Siamese twin of death. And every time you and I serve sin in our lives, we are actually serving the grave and serving death. That's the connection that God makes for us. Our first parents were kidnapped in that fall into sin and brought into this dungeon and kingdom of darkness and death. Not just disobedience from God, but also death as well, in every one of its forms. The cycle of death in the world and that we have to deal with in our lives is so contrary to what God initially wanted and planned and designed for us. God is the author of life. God is the creator of life and the sustainer of life. Everything about him has to do with life. Everything that he teaches and that he wants for us and desires for us has to do with life, has nothing to do with death. Death is not God's doing. Death contradicts everything that God has stood for and wants and desires for you. And so you and I likewise have been part of this great kidnapping, if you will, of death, to be taken away from the author of life. But God couldn't let Adam and Eve just be kidnapped and taken away from him. God had better plans and thoughts and desires in his mind and heart for their lives and for their future. And the same is true for you. God just couldn't sit by and let you be captured into this prison of death and taken away and never get to see him again. He had to do something. The kidnapping capital of the world right now is Colombia. In Colombia, just listen to these statistics. Since 2002, 2,986 people have been kidnapped. 8 victims per day in Colombia. And they're starting to realize that's kind of hurting their tourist industry a little bit. Today you can buy special insurance to try to provide a ransom if you need, in case one of you is kidnapped. The guerrillas, who are primarily responsible for these kidnappings in Colombia, will, as the pattern goes, offer a ransom note or get a message back to the family. Often it's a child that's kidnapped. And the ransom then has to be paid. And in whatever way or shape or form that that money is brought to the kidnappers, it then is counted. And before the person is released, there's a period of time in which things have to be checked. And then finally the release comes once it has been determined that the ransom is sufficient. That's exactly what our saving God has done for us through the work of His Son. You and I have been kidnapped by this horrible, vicious enemy of death. And now God had to do something about it. He had to act. He loves you so much. He cares about your future so much that He just couldn't let this go. He just couldn't let that be what happens to you. And so He put together the payment, the ransom. And of all things, it came in the form of a little baby with blood in his body that ultimately lived a human life in this world, went to the cross, and was sacrificed. And there the ransom has been paid, the full amount that is needed to rescue us from the grips of death. But now, that took place on Good Friday night. Would the ransom be sufficient? Would it be enough? Would it cover our problem and our sins? And so the amount of that ransom was deliberated upon and counted Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday morning. It was declared that it was sufficient. When the grave miraculously opened and our Lord's dead body came back to life and rose again, this is God's powerful way of saying to the world, the ransom has been enough. The kidnapping is over. You and I have been released, and we now have life. And if any one of you here has any questions about what God thinks of you, if any one of you goes to bed at night concerned about a particular sin that you have done, worried about what that might mean for you someday on the day of judgment, then God, through His Word, would bring you again back to that empty grave where He shouts to you, the ransom was enough. You have been purchased, not with gold or silver, but with the holy, precious blood and the innocent suffering and death of God's only Son. And that has been done in order that you might now be a member of His kingdom and live for Him and serve Him. Paul says it so beautifully in our text. Our Lord Jesus Christ was delivered up because of, on account of, our offenses and was raised to life because of our justification, for the sake of our justification. Chasing life. There's nothing wrong with trying to find ways to have a healthier life and a happier life and to extend your life and so on. There's nothing wrong with any of that. But to truly chase life, real life, not simply to prolong death, but to truly chase life, there's no need to go looking for it. God has hunted it down. God has found it. And God brings it to you in His Word and sacrament. If there's anything to chase, chase Christ, chase His Word, chase His Supper, chase repentance, chase His absolution, chase His kingdom. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will have life to the full. Amen. Please rise for our Easter collect on page 155. It is collect number 62. Collect number 62 on page 155. And we join in unison. Lord God, Heavenly Father, You delivered Your Son for our offenses and raised Him again for our justification. We beseech You, grant us Your Holy Spirit, that He may rule and govern us according to Your will. Graciously keep us in the true faith, defend us from all sins, and after this life raise us to eternal life. Through the same Your beloved Son, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.